In anticipation of the increasing numbers of vehicles returning to the roads following the government's announcement of the easing of lockdown restrictions, a national campaign supported by senior road safety stakeholders is asking road users if they are hashtag ready for the road. My name's Will Painter, founder and CEO of WP Communications, and I'm discussing this new campaign with Jason Sims, manager of TyreSafe, the UK charity dedicated to raising awareness of the importance of correct tyre maintenance and the dangers of defective and illegal tyres. I'm also joined by Simon Turner, campaign manager for Driving for Better Business, the government-backed Highways England programme that supports employers in both the private and public sectors in reducing work-related road risk. Jason, if I can come to you first, can you tell us more about the hashtag Ready for the Road campaign?
Ready for the Road is a collaboration between senior road safety partners throughout the country. After lockdown, we're going to be returning to the roads, but we're not necessarily going to be ready for that, both in terms of our own skills and the vehicles and their condition that they're in. So what Ready for the Road campaign is all about is providing the guidance and advice that all motorists and road users are going to require when they get back on the roads. It's going to take some time to readjust. Vehicles are likely to have deteriorated. So we're combining together to give that advice to motorists and road users so that they are genuinely ready to go back to the roads.
Thanks, Jason. Simon, people are gradually starting to return to work now. What essential checks should they be carrying out?
There's a number of checks to make before we go back, and they broadly fall into three separate groups. We've got documentation and checks for drivers, ourselves, and then the vehicles. So it's important to make sure all your documentation regarding the vehicle is back in order. Obviously, MOTs were suspended at the early part of the lockdown, so make sure your MOT is up to date, along with the road tax, and also your vehicle insurance, especially if you decided to cancel that to save a bit of money during the lockdown. Servicing, also, try and get the car booked in as soon as possible to get the servicing up to date. My own car was due to be serviced 2 days after the lockdown was announced, so that got cancelled, and it's in today, catching up on that. But as well as that, we need to make sure we're ready. So we've all seen very low traffic levels from the start of lockdown. That's starting to increase now, and in some cases quite quickly as the lockdown restrictions are lifted. And I use the example, it's a bit like coming back off a 2 week holiday. It normally takes us a little bit of time to readjust when we get back. But in this case, many of us have been off for 2 months, and that could mean, you know, we're a bit rusty, and we call that skill fade. So just remember to take a little bit of time to readjust when you go back on the road. And also remember that you're sharing the road with many others who are trying to do the same thing. So, anticipation, concentration, maybe a bit more tolerance would serve you well. And, look out for other road users. I've seen many instances now of pedestrians that have got used to crossing the road without looking because they're not expecting any other traffic to be there. But increasingly, there is traffic there. So we all need to be aware to avoid anything untoward happening there. As far as vehicle checks go, I think what we're focused on at the moment is reinstating vehicles that may have been completely unused during the lockdown. There's obviously safety risks there and a potential increase in breakdowns. So those checks need to be a bit more thorough than you might normally do. Check the fluid levels, obviously, but what might have been a small coolant leak could quite easily now have drained the system. Windscreen wipers may have stuck to the windscreen now with all the heat and sap and humidity that we've got at the moment. And the last thing you want is to fire the windscreen washers and find the wipers don't work at the same time. So, but you also need to check things that you maybe wouldn't ordinarily think of checking. Open the bonnet and look for any nesting birds or mice, and also rodent damage to the wires, which can be quite common if the vehicle's been stood still for quite a while. But I think the biggest potential risk here is not checking the tyres, and specifically the pressure and condition, which is critical before you go back on the road.
You mentioned tyres in there. Jason, why is tyre safety awareness so important for drivers returning to the road?
Tyre safety is always critical for road safety. If your tyres don't work, then your brakes and your steering isn't going to work properly either. So it's uniformly important that people do maintain and regularly check their tyres. Now we're coming out of lockdown, that's particularly an acute issue. Tyres don't like being stood around. When they're being used, there are agents within the compound which keep the tyre supple when it's in use. Now the vehicles have been stood around, the aging process accelerates, which means that the tyres will harden. Now that can lead to cracking, which you might see in on the sidewall, and cracking or crazing. If you have a look at that sidewall and you see it, that kind of effect, you really do need to get them checked by a professional. Equally, when a tyre has been stood for some time on a wheel, it's inevitably going to lose its pressure. Now you don't want to just rely on the tyre pressure monitoring system, which is mandatory on all cars, to pick that up. You should really be doing a check yourself using an accurate gauge. You can find the pressures either in the handbook or in the fuel filler cap or door sill. And you just want to make sure that they are as the vehicle manufacturer recommends before you set off. And then finally, what might be possible is that over time, particularly if the tyres are underinflated, if the weight of the vehicle has been sat on the tyres at one point, it can flatten them. So that's sort of misshaping the tyre. Instead of being circular, it gets a little bit of a flat spot in it. And you might recognise that when you're driving, you get a vibration through the wheel. Now, if you get any of that, those effects that we've discussed, you really want to be having a professional check them over. And if you're ever unsure, you'll find that most tyre retailers will quite happily give you a free tyre safety check.
We're hearing about commuters fearful of using trains and buses to commute now for the fear of infection, and indeed the government is encouraging other forms of commuting. What can employers do to help workers avoid using public transport?
I think it's really important that employers do try and help workers to avoid public transport. It's a different mindset from what we used to, where we've been encouraging people to use public transport, and we've now got to look at other ways of getting to work. But employers can benefit from managing this transition well. It can help them control travel costs, and it can improve business performance as well, which is something I know many businesses have seen over the last few weeks, where they've encouraged people to work from home where that's been possible and use all this new online meeting software that we've all got used to. As I say, talking to many businesses, I've seen them now implement official policies to encourage people to continue doing that where they can and only come into the office if it's absolutely necessary. And that's largely been as a result of staff proving that they're more productive working from home. I think for those who aren't able to work from home, we're obviously seeing people encouraged to start cycling, and that's obviously great for health and fitness, but you are a vulnerable road user if you're on a bicycle, so you know, take extra care while you're doing that, or indeed a motorcycle. But if you are thinking of cycling, I think employers can do a number of things to make that a more attractive option, such as improving the facilities by offering secure storage for bikes at work, and maybe offering shower facilities as well for those who have a longer commute in the morning. I would sound a note of caution on this avoiding public transport issue, though, and that's that we've seen a significant increase in the demand for secondhand cars recently. And it looks apparently like a lot of that demand is focused on the cheaper, smaller end of the market. So if you are in that market, you know, just remember that older cars may often be less reliable, especially if they've been poorly maintained. They're also not likely to have a lot of the modern collision avoidance safety technology on them that the manufacturers have spent so much time developing, and also quite likely less environmentally friendly. So, you know, if you work in a city that has a low emission zone or other restrictions, you know, make sure what you're buying is you're able to take it where you want to take it. But one of the key things we've been discussing regularly over the last few days around secondhand cars is obviously the potential to buy some tyres that aren't quite up to standard. There's a lot of patchy quality of tyres in the secondhand car market.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those pieces of advice which motorists should always bear in mind when they're going to look at a secondhand vehicle. If you turn up and you find that the vehicle's got four different makes of tyre on it, That may well give you an indication that corners have been cut on the vehicle's maintenance. It is not advisable for a vehicle to have four different tread patterns on it. Ideally, they should all be the same, but you should at least ensure that the front tyres are the same tread pattern and the rear tyres have the same tread pattern. If they're not, and you've got a mishmash of all sorts, then corners have been cut. You should be asking, I wonder where else they've been cutting corners on their maintenance. Equally, a piece of advice that I would strongly recommend people keep in their pocket is make sure you check the tyres before you buy, because if there is a requirement to replace them after you bought it, you're not going to get much by way of comeback from the person that sold it to you. So if you find that there is tyres are in need of replacement before you buy it, you can factor that into the negotiation on the price. Afterwards, it's a lot more difficult to do that. So please do ensure that you are checking the tyres before you buy that vehicle.
And finally, where can listeners go for more information?
Ready for the Road is going to be continuing for some considerable time, and you can expect Road Safety Partners to be using this hashtag to pass on advice to motorists and road users over the coming weeks. So keep an eye out for Ready for the Road. TarSafe has got a lot of materials already available, and those can be found at tarsafe.org.
At Driving for Better Business, we've also got a lot of free resources, guidance and ideas for employers, along with links to the Ready for the Road campaign. And that should help employers manage staff that they have who drive for work at the moment. We've also got case studies showing the business benefits that come from managing it well. And that's all available at drivingforbetterbusiness.com.